Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There's good news, Murph. Someone you know and love is expecting a baby.
I know. Aaron Kiernan. That's so exciting.
I wasn't talking about Aaron.
Oh, you mean Princess Kate?
I meant my wife.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off. Keith Murphy, John Sears. So you're expecting that? That's exciting?
Not that you noticed.
Oh, no, come on. You know, I think the world of you and Kathy.
My wife's name is Maria.
You and Maria? Yep, whatever. No, that's great. That's great. That's great. How are you guys doing? And Maria.
I'm getting a lot of pregnancy cravings. Just hungry. I'll get up.
You're getting the cravings, John?
No.
Pickles? Pickles. It works.
Ice cream.
What's Bugging Andy's coming up. The subject is Cyclone fans. Here's the hot topic Sound Off survey at WHOTV.com. Your keyboard will smell like pickle juice for the rest of eternity. Sound Off on Facebook is Sound Off Nation. What did you think of the latest fight of the century? Exciting, so-so, boring, or you didn't watch? You can vote. That's our hot topic on a high-interest sports weekend and the most legal wagering in the history of sports. What did you think of this fight? 515-282-9010. We've got a line open for you right now. If there's one thing I really like to see when watching a fight, I'd say it's this. Fighting. Not ducking, not dodging, not dancing. Mayweather Pacquiao was mostly dull, just the way Mayweather planned. We knew we were in trouble after the national anthem. Jamie Foxx sounded more like Red Fox. Manny Pacquiao walked to the ring with talk show host Jimmy Kimmel. Kimmel looked like Boy George and Run DMC had a kid. Mayweather's entourage included the Burger King. Who will the Burger King back next? Ray Rice? Mayweather won because he's a more skilled boxer than Pacquiao, and his superior defensive skills disarmed Pacquiao and underwhelmed the audience. No one will pay $100 for a rematch, or no one should. More exciting, the 2 minutes of Kentucky Derby. American Pharoah won and immediately challenged spell check across the world. Pharoah is misspelled. The O should come after the A. The NFL draft should keep touring NFL cities, if not Des Moines. Chicago did well, and New York has enough going without it. The Bucks took Jameis Winston number one. We expected that. Winston posed with crab legs. That's either devil may care or foolish. Get ready, Tampa Bay. I think you'll see both. Iowa's Brandon Scherff went from oversized high school quarterback at Denison to first-round draft pick and soon-to-be millionaire.
Might go out and buy a shotgun or a hunting bow or something like that, but a new vehicle, probably not. A house here, a house there, probably not.
Love it. Iowa State's first round draft drought reached 42 years, by far the longest in major college football. That shows just how hard it is recruiting to Ames. The streak includes 7 different coaching staffs. This year, no NFL team drafted a Cyclone in any round. A glorious weekend of sports options, and no one had a better moment than LA's Chris Paul. Sore hamstring slows Paul down, but doesn't stop him from going Willis Reed with the wrong foot, game-winning shot over 7-foot legend Tim Duncan. That was awesome.
Keith, I think the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight brought out an interesting decision for many people in who to root for. Normally, when it's an all-world fight, I always root for the American. That doesn't mean I have anything against other countries or fighters from other countries, but I enjoy rooting for the red, white, and blue, like the Olympics and World Cup. I don't root for Brazil or Germany or China. I root for Team USA. Last night's boxing match was different. I wanted the American to get pummeled. I wanted Floyd Mayweather to get knocked out cold, and I wasn't the only American rooting against the American fighter. In fact, the crowd in Las Vegas, Mayweather's hometown, was pro-Pacquiao. That's all you need to know about the kind of person Floyd Mayweather is. Mayweather has had at least 7 assaults against 5 different women that resulted in arrests or citations. That's an American I cannot root for. I don't expect athletes to be perfect, but when you're a serial batterer of women, I'll root for the man in the other corner.
Pacquiao's past is certainly not perfect, especially before he found Jesus and changed his life, mm-hmm. but it was fascinating, John. I can't remember a foreigner on American soil being such a heavy favorite at a sporting event. The crowd was completely, well, except for a few, behind Pacquiao.
I bet it was 75 to 80% Pacquiao last night in Las Vegas. And that's Mayweather's hometown. Your hometown boy is fighting and the crowd is against you?
Mayweather is he's great. I mean, he's great.
He's a not, fantastic fighter.
Yeah, he's a strategic fighter. Yes, yeah. He's a tactician. He's very good on defense. He's quicker than anything Pacquiao was used to, even at age 38. I was disappointed that Pacquiao didn't go for the knockout in the later
right here,
round.
Yeah.
This is the best exchange of the night. This is a time they weren't just hugging and dancing, and that went to Pacquiao. That was a round Pacquiao won. But in the later rounds, Pacquiao apparently really thought he was ahead and didn't need to go to for the knockout. I don't know what kind of bad advice he was getting from his corner either, because no one had him ahead. And that's with everybody wanting him to win. He was not ahead.
Yeah, and this is why many people say boxing is dead, because there's not a lot of action. I mean, when I watch a fight, I want there to be drama. I want some knockdowns. I want the Pacquiao going crazy on the guy's stomach, like Rocky Balboa style. I want that stuff to happen.
That's a movie, John. That's a movie. That stuff doesn't happen in the ring. It does sometimes.
That's not real.
Let's go to the leg man and Boone. What did you think of the fight last night or the dance?
I agree with John. But that fight was the most boring, overhyped thing I ever had the displeasure of watching. If I had the option of watching that fight again and watching paint dry, give me a chair, a beer, and a wall, because I'm going to find a nice shade of beige to watch dry on my wall.
All right, did you pay to see it, or did you go over to somebody's house, you go to a bar? How did you watch this?
I found means to watch it that I can't, for legal reasons, say, but I found means to watch it. And it was just boring. When I watch a fight, I mean, people expect to hear the fight of the century, you know. Well, this wasn't no fight of the century, you know. I'd rather watch go back and watch Mike Tyson fight again, and he was a thug like Mayweather was.
Yeah, our expectations were way too high, though. Floyd Mayweather did exactly what was expected from him.
And this is what he does in
fight.
This is what he does in all of his fights.
Yeah.
He picks you apart. He makes you work harder than he does. He gets on the defensive side.
What's
look
up,
at all
Beyonce?
These celebrities he's here.
Hey,
yeah,
there's
the
Liev Schreiber.
But this fight is exactly what people said Mayweather would do. He, you know, Pacquiao would win a couple rounds. Mayweather, though, just kind of, you know, lets the guy come at him, goes on the defensive, gets a couple shots in here or there, and he lands more punches and wins it by decision in the end.
There's more star power at this fight than at the Oscars.
This was unbelievable.
Any chance that Pacquiao was distracted by Tom Brady's handsomeness?
Did you hear Brady on the interview, too? I think he had a few too many cocktails. And Gronkowski's outfit? He looked like a plaid bedsheet.
The year of Gronk. Let's go to the lookalikes with a local connection. Don't forget the local connection, please. Old Spice directs the show. He also judges. Matt Van Winkle producing tonight. First lookalike of the night comes from Size Chick.
Size Chick writes that
John Sears bobblehead looks like star of stage and screen Liza Minnelli. Old Spice? That's not nice, John.
I have not had any work done. I promise I've never had any work done on my face.
You do look a little bit like you're wearing lipstick, though, all the time.
What?
Yeah, you do. Dan Zimmerman says, former Hawkeye, current Arkansas coach, Brett Bielema, looks like baseball great Dizzy Dean. This is good, right?
It's really good.
Man.
I like that one.
That's a good one. Good pull.
All right, guys. Cyclone fans are officially nuts.
stupid, lost. At least 26% of them are. I'll explain next in What's Bugging Andy.
Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. Barbara commented on the big fight. We watched the fight, wanted Pacquiao. Hagler, Hearns, and Sugar Ray are still better fighters. Mayweather just does not fight enough. He dances around too much.
I would probably agree with that. Tyler wasn't impressed with the fight. He writes, quite boring. Perhaps running around and hugging are tactical, but they sure are boring.
Yep. Randy commented on the recent public policy poll release showing approval ratings of Kirk Ferentz and Paul Rhodes. 46% of Iowa fans approve of Ferentz's job, and that's easy to believe by the 53 people at the spring game. 48% Rhodes just goes to show how low Iowa State fans have set the bar for the team. That, again, according to Randy. So more Cyclone fans approve of the job Paul Rhodes is doing than Hawkeye fans approve of the job Kirk Ferentz is doing.
But that is not what's bugging Andy.
No.
Guys, I'll cut right to the quick. I don't think much of surveys. I think they tend to be biased, slanted, or drawn from a group of people which does not well represent a population as a whole. I think it all started off well. I mean, that first caveman with his stone tablet walked around and asked the others, hey, what do you think about this new cave? He probably got around to everyone in the clan, and they all gave him an honest answer, and the results were balls on accurate. But then some other caveman didn't like the results, so he took his own survey, and they've never been the same since. Well, I don't care how official a survey sounds or how scientific the methods claim to be, I'm still skeptical because I don't think that most normal people participate in many surveys. I mean, they try to stop you on your way into the grocery store, but you're in a hurry, so you just blow them off. They ring your doorbell, but you think they're probably selling something, so you don't even answer. They call you on the phone, but the moment they say, yes, hello, am I speaking with Mr. Phallus? You hang up. I don't think that most normal people say, sure, I've got plenty of time to take your survey. Fire away. So I suspect that most surveys are doomed from the very start. But just because I don't put much stock into the survey results doesn't mean I won't read them from time to time. And I did read the results of the public policy polling survey about what Iowans think of our leaders, teams, and coaches this week. 44% of us approve of Governor Branstad, according to the survey. That sounds about right. Senator Grassley is a bit more popular than that. 43% of the people surveyed say the Hawkeyes would be their favorite team in the state. I got no problem with that. So far, this survey and me, we're cool. But then I reached the part where they just start surveying the fans about what they think of the coaches of just their teams. And it all starts to go to pot right there. 74% of Cyclone fans approve of the job that Fred Hoiberg is doing. 74%. The other 26% either doesn't approve or they aren't sure yet. Really? You aren't sure yet? What else do you need to see? You holding out until he cures cancer? Does he need to win a national title and then run up into the stands to deliver a baby? Even Hawkeye fans like him. According to this poll, Cyclone Nation gives the mayor a good solid C. Okay, maybe they're just tough nuts to crack. Maybe they just have some exceptionally high standards that will not be compromised by anything. Maybe winning conference tournaments and repeatedly cracking the top 10 just ain't good enough. No, not in Ames, where you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a national championship trophy, provided it's a really big cat and you're swinging it inside the men's gymnastics trophy case from the 1970s. Or maybe my suspicion is right. A bunch of the people who took this survey are barking lunatics and have no place in the public sunshine, much less in a survey like this. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Oh, nicely done, Andy. Brandon Scherff, largely considered one of the most foolproof picks in this year's draft. Many will go bust, and we'll look back in Who's in Your Five, plus more of your live takes, 282-9010. This is Sound Off. You can join the conversation on Twitter, at SoundOff13. Jim writes, unimpressive, just as I expected. The real winner of the match is Dana White and the far superior sport of mixed martial arts in regards to the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
We asked people what they did this weekend with so many great sporting events to watch. George tweets, in Decorah, Iowa, helping the Central College softball team win the Iowa Conference Softball Tournament Championship and the NCAA bid. That's George Wares, the head coach of the Dutch. They beat top seed Luther to get that auto bid.
Way to go, coach. Lowndes writes, it was the best weekend of the month of May, not the year. Who's in your five biggest NFL draft busts? Number five, Tony Mandarich to the Packers. Number two overall, Mandarich was roided out of his mind. Number four, Lawrence Phillips. He was number six pick overall. The Rams ignored his sordid past and paid for it. Number three, Tim Couch, Browns, number one overall. That did not work. Number two, Ryan Leaf of the Chargers. The question was Peyton Manning or Ryan Leaf, and the Colts got it right. And number one, Jamarcus Russell to the Raiders, number one overall, and considering the position and the salary, he's my all-time bust. This year it was Winston or Mariota.
And you know the quarterback that people always forget about when they list the quarterback busts is that Akili Smith. Remember him out of Oregon?
Yep.
Played for the Bengals. People forget about him, but he was an enormous bust as well.
He was a bust. The quarterbacks in the first round, more busts than successes. Becky is in Bondurant. Becky, what do you think about all this talk about approval ratings?
Well, I'm an Iowa State fan, and You
are an Iowa State fan?
I'm an Iowa State fan.
Okay.
When Paul Rhodes, you just want to jump out on the field and make a touchdown for him. You feel so bad for him because he's so into it. The Ferentz, on the other hand, they show him, he's just counting his money on the sideline. He could care less. So, I mean, that's, even though he might have a better record, nobody liked him.
I don't
think Kirk Ferentz doesn't care about getting touchdowns or winning. I mean, I think that's a little unfair to say he doesn't care.
He definitely cares. But Becky, let's get to basketball here and the subject of what's bugging Andy. Can you make sense of 26% of Cyclone fans not being sure if they approve of the job Fred Hoiberg's doing? That's crazy.
Well, I think it was just this year at times it seemed like maybe he didn't have control over some of his players like past years.
So you think the survey, that's an interesting point.
The expectations were so high.
And it should be pointed out, thank you, Becky, it should be pointed out 74% is the highest approval rating of any of these coaches.
And it should
be for him. It's a very high rating.
And
it's just you think, who said I don't approve?
You would think that Cyclone fans would say, 95% approve. But maybe it's the UAB loss in that first round that sticks with people. Maybe they're thinking the last thing in their memory is the loss to UAB in the NCAA tournament.
That's still crazy. Let's take a call from Philip in Urbandale. Cardinals on his mind. Hi, Philip.
Hey, yeah.
What do you think of your Cardinals?
They had to win every game in extra innings this weekend.
Look at all those empty seats.
Colton Wong for the win.
What's going on with all the empty seats in St. Louis?
Oh, they just got a little tired. They were just running a little long.
So. Okay. Got a little tired. Had to get home. Yeah, I get that.
Sounds like my kids get a little tired.
Good luck to your Cardinals. The Cubs are a popular pick to win the World Series. The Orioles and White Sox, and by that I mean from Cubs fans, the Orioles and White Sox played the first Major League Baseball game in front of zero fans. That is part of Face Off, and it's next live here on Sound Off. Emails, soundoff@whotv.com. Sanford in Ames writes, if you call yourself a Cyclone fan and you don't approve of the job Fred Hoiberg is doing, we vote you out. You're an idiot. You are voted out. Time to root for the Hawks. You'll be welcome.
Wow. Sanford.
Man, bring it, Sanford.
Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it face-off. Keith, Alex Rodriguez hit his 660th home run this week, tying Willie Mays for fourth on the all-time list. You'd think a milestone like that would excite the Yankees, but not the case.
Maybe some fans, but not management. The Yankees owe A-Rod $6 million for the milestone, but the Yankees say they didn't promote 660, and they're not paying that bonus. Can't blame the Yankees. A-Rod's a serial cheater. Can't blame A-Rod. Yankees knew he was a cheater when they signed the deal. Mm-hmm. This is like trying to pick between Gene Chizik and Steve Alford.
That's tough.
That's a tough pick.
Because of the riots in Baltimore earlier this week, the Orioles and White Sox played a game in front of zero fans.
No
this
fans.
Was just weird to see, right?
Surreal. Foul ball struck me as the most jarring, John. The ball would just hit the seat and rattle around, and it's so bizarre during a game. We saw the same thing here in Des Moines back in 2008, but for different reasons. That was flooding safety concerns, not riot safety concerns.
Also funny to see the Oriole players waving to the crowd, throwing balls into the crowd as if fans are there. They're having fun with it.
Yeah, they did, and they won.
Yeah, they did.
It makes it more fun.
The Barnstormers lost by 31 last night to Sioux Falls, which is actually an improvement from the previous week when they lost by 76. Mm. What's more concerning right now for the Barnstormers, the losing or the attendance?
One leads to a decline in the other, so they're both concerning. Jenny and I went to the game, enjoyed it, saw a touchdown catch worth the price of admission by Julian Williams, but there is a sizable gap between the league's best team and Iowa.
Got to give them a little more time. This is the first year in the IFL, so hopefully they can get it rolling. The pride of Pella, Kyle Korver, has the Hawks in the second round of the playoffs. Korver is one of the best shooters in the league, but this week he won the Sportsmanship Award. Not surprising, right?
Makes perfect sense. You can't find an NBA award that fits more with Korver, Pella, and Iowa values. Sportsmanship. Can you imagine Korver hitting a three and yelling, "Welcome to Pella Dice, you just got Dutch lettered."
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Sound off survey results. What did you think of the fight of the century? Most popular answer, didn't watch, 47%, followed by boring, so-so, and only 2% of you found the fight exciting.
Ooh, rough.
Man, that is rough. We're back next week. Hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound off send-off outtakes from last week's dream come true. I got my own bobblehead. I don't have a bobblehead. You have...
It's such a bizarre thing to be depressed about.
I don't have a bobblehead.
What's your problem? I don't have a bobblehead. He's just back there, just so depressed.